Hear how five ancient prophecies spoken centuries before Bethlehem line up with laser precision in the birth of Jesus, showing that Christmas is not a cute tradition, but God's unstoppable plan to save the world. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. And if you haven't checked us out, go to fpiw.org or fpiwaction.org. A couple announcements before we get started today. I want to encourage you to wish someone a Merry, Merry Christmas today. It's going to be a great day, and it is going to be a happy, happy season that we're going through. And you say, well, man, there's just so much loss and grief and all this kind of stuff. But Jesus Christ came to this earth and he was born and he rose again. Now, I know this is the Sunday before Christmas, but it still applies. Today's a day of celebration. You know, we don't know the exact day that Jesus came, but we do know that that God sent his son to die on the cross for our sins and raise again so that we can have eternal life. So we are going into a Christmas series, and we're going to study some prophecy about Jesus and some fulfillment of those prophecies. We're going to look at the virgin birth, and it's just going to be a great week of knowing that the Word of God is just right here. It's true. It's been prophesied over hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. And so I'm going to walk us through prophesied, fulfilled, prophesied, fulfilled. There's about 35 of these. I'm going to do five today. We may not do all 35 because, well, we would be here for a long time. So let's encourage you to subscribe, share, comment, like, place in that Washington Defender huddle. And if you are a generous supporter of FPIW, thank you so much. We love your generosity. So whether it's $5, $10, whatever it might be, we're just thankful that you have partnered with us. Because what we're working on is we're working on changing this heart so that our culture changes in the public square. Each and every day by getting into God's word, we're changing those things. So let's look at this first one. Number one, the Messiah would be born of the seed of woman. Did you know that was prophesied in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15? It says, "And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise you on the head, and you shall bruise him on the heel." You're like, okay, I've heard this verse, but what does it mean? So God is speaking to the serpent, and he's saying, I'm going to put enmity or strife between you and the woman. And he's allowing us to know, he's prophesying that the Messiah would come through a woman. This was fulfilled in Matthew 1:20. But when he had considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child who has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit." So Mary was that woman chosen to carry the Messiah. Isn't that powerful? Prophesied in Genesis, you know, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 years, and fulfilled in Matthew chapter 1, verse 20. So let's look at another one. These are fun. This Messiah would be born of a virgin, prophesied hundreds of years before Christ's birth. Isaiah said, "Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign." What would the Lord give you? A sign. What is a sign? It's something that indicates a direction, indicates a destination, indicates a reality. "For the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin, Mary, will be with child and bear a son, and she will call his name Emmanuel," or God with us. And so, isn't that beautiful? Isaiah prophesies this. Fulfilled Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus was as follows. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, in other words, before they had sex, she was found to be with child by the Holy Spirit. Also Matthew 1, 24. And Joseph awoke from his sleep and did as the angel of the Lord commanded him and took Mary as his wife, but kept her a virgin until she gave birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. So some people have asked me, you know, Pastor Brian, do you actually, you know, do you believe in the virgin birth? I mean, maybe Mary somehow got pregnant another way or Jesus, you know. No, I 110% believe in the virgin birth. There is no doubt in my mind. I mean, if you discredit that one part of scripture, then you have to discredit all of the scriptures. And the angel Gabriel and the testimony of John the Baptist and John the Baptist's parents. And, you know, it just goes on and on. You have to discredit so many people. I believe in it. And I believe that Mary was a virgin. And then Jesus was born of a virgin, fulfilling the prophecy of Isaiah. What was that? Go back here. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. All right, let's see what the next one. These are fun. The Messiah would be the Son of God. So I'm going to read an extended psalm. I think it's verse 7 we're going to focus on now. And if you don't pay attention, you're going to miss it. Why are the nations in an uproar and the people devising a vain thing? The kings of the earth take their stand, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us tear their fetters apart and cast away their cords from us. He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord scoffs at them. Then he will speak to them in his anger and terrify them in his fury, saying, but as for me, I have installed my king upon Zion, my holy mountain. Look at this. I will surely tell all the decrees of the Lord. He said to me, you are my son. Today I have begotten you. So right there in Psalm 2, verse 7, it prophesies that Jesus would be the Son of God. Okay? You are my son. Today I have begotten you. And then we'll finish the psalm just so we can have, you know, close it off. Ask of me, and I will surely give the nations as your inheritance and the very ends of the earth as your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall shatter them like earthenware. Now, therefore, O king, show discernment. Take warning, O judges of the earth. Worship the Lord with reverence and rejoice with trembling. Do homage to the Son, that he not become angry and you perish in the way. For his wrath may soon be kindled. How blessed are all who take refuge in him. So that was prophesied in Psalm 2, that Jesus would be the Son of God. Now look at this. Fulfilled in Matthew chapter 3, verse 16. Well, it's fulfilled in the virgin birth, but it was proclaimed by God in Matthew 3, 16. After being baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were open, and the Spirit of God descending as a dove and lighting on him. It says, it was like lit him up. And behold, a voice out of the heavens said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Isn't that powerful? So in Psalm 2, the psalmist predicts Jesus, the Messiah. Wow. All right. Well, we have two more. The Messiah would come from Abraham. This is prophesied in Genesis chapter 12, verse 3. And I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who curse you, and in you all the families of the earth will be blessed. That's talking that Jesus would come from Abraham, fulfilled in Matthew chapter 1, verses 1 through 16. So I'm going to read these. There's a bunch of names in here, and I'm horrible at names. So, you know, correct me or whatever, but I'll butcher them, but we'll just keep going. The record of the genealogy of Jesus, the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham was the father of Isaac, Isaac the father of Jacob, and Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers. Judah was the father of Perez and Zerah by Tamar, and Perez was the father of Hezron, and Hezron the father of Ram. Ram was the father of Amminadab, and Amminadab the father of Nahshon, and Nahshon the father of Salem. Salem, or maybe it's Salmon, I don't know, was the father of Boaz by Rahab, and Boaz was the father of Obed by Ruth, and Obed the father of Jesse. And Jesse was the father of David the king, and David was the father of Solomon by Bathsheba, who had been the wife of Uriah. Solomon was the father of Rehoboam, and Rehoboam was the father of Abijah, and Abijah the father of Asa. And Asa was the father of Jehoshaphat, and Jehoshaphat the father of Joram, and Joram the father of Uzzah. and Uzzah was the father of Jotham, and Jotham the father of Ahaz, and Ahaz the father of Hezekiah. Hezekiah was the father of Manasseh, Manasseh was the father of Amon, and Amon was the father of Josiah. And Josiah became the father of Jeconiah, and the brother at the time of the deportation to Babylon. After the deportation to Babylon, Jeconiah became the father of, now here we go, Jehieltiel, Jehieltiel the father of Zerubbabel, and Zerubbabel was the father of Abihud. Abihud was the father of Elkiam, and Elkiam was the father of Azor, and Azor was the father of Zodak, and Zodak was the father of Achim, and Achim was the father of Eliud, and Eliud was the father of Eleazar, and Eleazar was the father of Mathan, and Mathan the father of Jacob. And Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, by whom Jesus was born, who is called the Messiah. Now, disregard my butchering of the names, but it takes you from Abraham to Joseph, the husband of Mary, by whom Jesus was born, who is called the Messiah. So, this is why Mary became pregnant prior to their marriage. Joseph had never been with Mary, and yet Joseph was, in essence, Jesus's earthly father, maybe like a stepdad, you might say. Because the Heavenly Father, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, he is Jesus' father. All right, so Jesus was born, who is called the Messiah. The Messiah would be of the seed of Abraham. Here it is determined that the Messiah would be of Jewish descent. In your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed because you have obeyed my voice. Now, I just read Matthew chapter 1 through 16, so I'm not going to reread that, but that's the evidence of this fulfillment. And then number 2, Galatians 3:16. Now, the promises were spoken to Abraham and to his seed. He does not say, and to seeds, as referring to many, but rather to one, and to your seed, that is Christ. So, we know that the Messiah was going to be of Jewish lineage. And so, we saw that in Matthew chapter 1, verses 1 through 16. So, what am I saying to you? What's our public square application as we go through this Christmas season? I've given you 5 prophecies, some 6,000, 7,000 years ahead, some 500 years ahead. And I've shown you that this has always been God's story. Jesus would come, born of a virgin. That's a sign to you and to me. And that he would eventually grow up, the Son of God, Jewish heritage, Jewish lineage. And he would die on a cross for your sins, for my sins, for all of humanity. And that he would resurrect, conquering sin and death. So if you haven't placed your hope in Jesus Christ, today is the day of salvation. Jesus died on the cross for your sins. He rose again. The Bible says that if you confess Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Today, let's remember that Jesus in the manger will eventually be the Jesus on the cross. And he is the one who died for your sins, giving you newness of life. Would you repent today? Turn to the living God. Find mercy and grace in this time. He's coming back again as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. It's drawing near. Today is the day of salvation. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day. And we do pray that if there's anyone listening to my voice that has not committed their life to you, God, today they would confess Jesus Christ as Lord, Master, Boss over their life. They would repent of their sins, saying, God, I'm a sinner. I'm not righteous. I have fallen short. And I receive your free gift of salvation, your gift of grace into my life, of mercy into my life. God, I thank you that you have cleansed me from the inside out. I confess Jesus as Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Have a happy, happy, Merry Christmas. I hope you just have a great time. Put a smile on that face. You know, family's going to be over. Tell them about Jesus. You have 5 prophecies I just shown you right here that prove that Jesus is the Son of God. Go out there and defend in advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.